This is a reading of a collection of lectures by Rudolf Steiner entitled Bees. This is the prelude, given in Dornach, February 3rd, 1923. Good morning, gentlemen. Since our last meeting, have you thought of any questions you would like to ask me? A question was asked about the difference between bees and wasps. Dr. Steiner responds. In asking his question, the gentleman in the audience, as an expert bee master, draws attention to the differences between the life of the bees and that of the wasps. There's much that is similar here, and I have recently described the life of the wasps to you. The life of the bees much resembles it, but on the other hand, in the beehive there is a very special and remarkable life. How can we account for this? Life in a beehive is established with extraordinary wisdom behind it. Anyone who has observed life in the beehive will say that. Naturally, you can't say that bees possess a knowledge or science such as human beings do. They simply don't have a brain as we do. They can't take up into their bodies a general understanding of things in this world. However, cosmic influences have a tremendous effect upon the beehive. You would be able to gain a correct and true understanding of life within the beehive if you were to allow for the fact that everything in the environment that surrounds the earth in all directions has an extremely strong influence on what goes on in the beehive. Life in the beehive, much more so than with ants and wasps, is based on successfully cooperating and working with the other bees in the hive. If you try to figure out how this comes about, you will, after careful observation, draw the following conclusion. The bees have a life in which the element is suppressed, very strongly suppressed, which in other animals is expressed through their sexual life. With bees, this element is very much repressed. You see, with bees, it is always the case that only very few chosen females, the queen bees, take care of all the propagation of the species. With the rest, the sexual life is more or less repressed, but in this sexual life, there is another element, love life, which is, above all, a matter concerning the soul. Only when the soul element works on certain organs of the body do these organs become a manifestation, an expression of love life. Since this love life is held back in all the bees, except a single queen, the sexual life of the beehive is transformed into all this activity that the bees develop among themselves. That is why those much older and wiser people of a time long ago knew about this in a very different way than the way we know things today. They knew that the wonderful activity of the beehive pointed back to the condition of the bees' love life, the love life that these people associated in their minds with the planet Venus. About this we can say the following. If you try to describe, on the one hand, wasps and ants in this regard, then they are considered animals that remove themselves more from the influence of the planet Venus. Bees, on the other hand, are completely open to this influence and develop this love life throughout the entire bee colony. This is a very wise form of life, for you can imagine how wise it would be to be. I've told you various things about their method of propagation. There is unconscious wisdom in it, a wisdom that they develop in their observable activities. That which we experience within ourselves only at a time when our hearts develop love is actually the very same thing that is present as a substance in the entire beehive. The whole beehive is permeated with life based on love. In many ways, the bees renounce love, and thereby this love develops within the entire beehive. You'll begin to understand the life of bees once you're clear about the fact that the bee lives as if it were in an atmosphere pervaded thoroughly by love. But the thing that a bee profits from the most is that it derives its sustenance from the very parts of a plant that are pervaded by the plant's love life. The bee sucks its nourishment, which it makes into honey, from the parts of a plant that are steeped in love life. and the bee, if you could express it this way, brings love life from the flowers into the beehive. So you'll come to the conclusion that you need to study the life of bees from the standpoint of the soul. This is less true with ants and wasps. If you study how they live, you will see that they are not like bees in this respect, that they engage in a more sexual behavior. The bee, with the exception of the queen bee, is a being that would say, if I may put it this way, as individuals, we want to renounce all sexual life so that we make each one of us into a supporter of the hive's love life. They have indeed carried into the hive that which lives in the flowers. When you begin to think through all of this properly, you will have unlocked the whole secret of the beehive. The living element of this thriving, germinating love that is spread out over the flowers is also contained in the honey the bees make. You can study this matter further by eating the honey. What does the honey do? Honey creates sensual pleasure, at the most, on the tongue. At the moment when you eat honey, it creates the proper connection and relationship between the airy and fluid elements in a human being. There is nothing better for a human being than to add a little honey to the right quantity of food. In a very wonderful way, the bees see to it that a person learns to work on the internal organs by means of this soul element. By means of the honey, the bee colony returns to humans the amount of effort the soul needs to expend in their bodies. Whenever someone adds honey to food, that person wants to prepare the soul element for properly working upon the body, for breathing, as it were. This is why beekeeping can be a great aid to human culture. It makes human beings strong. You see, when you consider that bees are influenced most of all by cosmic forces, then you will also see that bees provide the detour for humans to take into their beings what is right and necessary. Everything that is alive will function in the proper manner when it is combined in the correct way. Whoever looks at a beehive should actually say, with an exalted frame of mind, making this detour by way of the beehive, the entire cosmos can find its way into human beings and help to make them sound in mind and body. Thus, you will arrive at the point of expanding wisdom about the nature of humans to include true knowledge of the cosmos. The end of the prelude.